Hi again, it's Clint and welcome back. Today's lesson is about the top 10 teacher interview questions you need to ask, plus the three-step teacher interview process. Now, it's one thing to have an awesome resume and be a great dancer, but being an amazing and engaging teacher that's right for your studio is another thing. Hence why you need to go through a really thorough and thought out three-step interview process. So step number one is the telephone interview. Step number two is the face-to-face interview. And step number three is you want to have them conduct a minimum of two trial classes. So let's talk about the telephone interview. Once you receive their resume and you have decided that you'd like to learn more, send them an email giving them three dates and times that you're available for a telephone interview. You may even want to use a tool called TimeTrade to schedule these appointments. This online tool allows people to book meetings into your diary. It's really awesome. In this email, ask for the best number for you to call them on and say that it'll be about 15 minutes, the call. You also want to ask them to confirm the best date and time within 24 hours. This should always be done via email as the first part of the process. Just from this email, you'll start to get a sense for what this person is like. You'll see how quickly they will come back to you and also the tone and excitement in the email. If they provide you all of the details that you needed, including a confirmation of the date as well as their number. Some people miss this out. So once they confirm, make sure you place the details in your diary and call them on the right time. In the telephone interview, your only objective, is simple. Do you like them? Now, people will say that this approach is harsh and that you need to give people a go. Unfortunately, first impressions last when it comes to new teachers, and you've got to go with your gut. So here are the three things you want to cover in the telephone interview. The first one is why you. They may be nervous, so make sure you ease them into the conversation and set the scene. You just want to have a casual chat and get to know them more as a person. Ask how their day or week was. This is only 15 minutes, so don't get too bogged down in the detail. The first question you want to ask them, for example, is, Sally, I'd really appreciate, really appreciated you contacting us about joining our teaching family. I'd love to hear a little more from you on why you'd make a great addition to our teaching team here at Explosion Dance Academy. As an example, I really want you to listen to their answer, and what you're looking for here is information on the three core categories on what you want in a teacher, the attributes, the experience, and the ambition. If you don't receive information on all three, dig a little bit deeper. And in that part of the conversation along the lines of, awesome, Sally, thanks so much for sharing that with me, it sounds great. Something along those lines. Keep it light and positive so it doesn't impact the rest of the interview. Up next is why us? So next you want to find out why are they applying to your studio? Now, you ask this for two reasons. The main reason is to understand truly why they want to work for you. And the next is to gauge how you're perceived in the market. A little feedback, is also great. And I love feedback. So you'd ask, so Sally, there are quite a few dance studios around this area. Why us? Why would you like to come and work with our dynamic team of teachers? Listen closely to see if the picture she paints of your studio is actually how it operates. You'll get a great sense for who Sally is by now. And so our last step that we want to do on the phone is ask what next. Now, there are two things that can happen here. If you're not interested in going any further with the candidate, you can either A, thank them for their time and say that you'll be leaving their resume on file for when a suitable teaching position becomes available, or B, which is what I like, be honest with them and let them know why you're not moving forward with the process. Give them feedback, but also some tips on how they could improve for next time. There are a gazillion reasons why you may not want to move forward with them. So make it relevant, helpful, and also inspiring feedback. If you want to move forward to a face-to-face interview and trial classes, then the last question you want to ask is, Sally, what do you think should be our next steps together? This question throws most people, and I don't ask this intentionally, to throw people off course. I ask this question to see how they answer it. You know, you see, as a teacher, they will be asked all types of unexpected questions, and you need to think quickly and come up with an answer. Of course, their answer generally won't determine if you'll move them to the next stage or not, as you've decided that you already will. But ideally, you want them to say something like, you know, "Well, Clint, I've really enjoyed our short chat today, and I'd love to continue speaking with you about how I could be a great asset to your studio. You know, for me, it would be great for us to meet face to face. Plus, I'd like to show you my teaching style by taking a trial class or two." Now, look, if that was their answer, I'd hire them on the spot. No, in all seriousness, listen to what they are after and then suggest to them that you do have a face-to-face 45-minute interview followed by ideally two trial classes. Lock in the date and time with them right there and then on the phone and send a follow-up email confirming the details, including the structure of the trial class. Now, look, that might seem quite intense, but, you know, what I've really found working with studios over the last 6 years is that you quickly get a teacher in and a month later or 2 or 3 months later, you realize that they're not right for the studio. So by spending that bit of extra time up front in the interview process, you know, you're really going to get an excellent understanding of the type of person that you're going to be getting into your studio, you know, which makes a big impact on your business. Okay, so the interview process. So before we jump into how to run an effective trial with a potential teacher, let's get into kind of the nuts and bolts of running a face-to-face interview. This is really just an extension of the phone interview, but here you can get down to facts. You don't need to go over what they explained to you in the telephone interview. You know, here's just your face-to-face interview questions. And so I'm just going to run through a couple here, but you can download below a whole list of questions. So I always love asking, you know, what gets you out of bed in the morning? You know, and this might seem like a really random question, but this question is going to allow them to, you know, really relax, tap into the reason why they love their life and, you know, give them the opportunity to drop the nerves and answer your questions the best possible way. Also love to hear more about their training and teaching experience, you know, what styles they love, you know, do they teach any type of syllabus work as well? You know, what do they love about teaching? What age groups do they connect most with? So it's not about what age groups they love to teach, but, you know, who do they connect most with? You know, if they were able to move forward today, you know, when are they available, the days and the times, for how long? Talk about, you know, their last teaching positions and possibly why they left those jobs. You also want to look at, you know, describe the challenges that they've had with teaching previously and how they've overcome that. You know, what aspects of teaching do they least enjoy? You know, that's really important as well. You know, what are their professional goals over the next, you know, 3 years, 12 months, 6 months, and 3 months? I love this question. I'm really interested, though, in the development of individuals. So this one is exciting for me, but you want to get a sense of where they're at and what they're wanting to achieve. And then just any legal checks, like working with children checks that you need to do, whatever's applicable for your country. And like I said, you can download a whole list of about 20 questions below this video that you can use in your interview. So let's now talk about the trial process. So the trial process will slightly alter depending on if you're looking for a permanent teacher now or a cover teacher. Also, if you'll have them teach one particular style or a few. I always encourage my clients to pay the teacher for their trial classes. The amount is up to you, but it should be in line with your current teacher's hourly wage. In regards to the trial class, I suggest that, you know, they take two age groups, two classes and one style or two, depending on what you actually want them to teach. You know, the most effective structure of a one-hour trial class that I've found has worked best is this process. So, you know, for the first 5 minutes, you want to introduce the teacher and have them tell a little bit about their dance story today. You know, it's really important that the students can connect with the teacher and finds them relevant. This creates buy-in from the students and gives the teacher the best chance to give a brilliant class. 10 minutes. For 10 minutes, you then want them to do a warm-up. Here you want them, you know, to be watching their energy levels, knowledge of the human body and how they're explaining, you know, how they're explaining and teaching the students about the movement that they're doing. A fantastic teacher will not only demonstrate the movement, but explain why you're doing the movement and how it should feel. And also 15, we also want to go back and just look at the 15 minutes or so into that. You know, 15 minutes into that, you want them to do one technical combination. So depending on the style, this can be, you know, if from anywhere in the room, get them to mix it up. It might be corner work, floor work, give them flexibility, but here you want them to demonstrate their knowledge of technique. We then want to move into the main combination. So here you want them to deliver a piece of choreography of about 30 seconds, depending on the style and intricacies of the choreography. Again, here observe their teaching style, but more importantly, how the students are reacting. And so the last 5 minutes, you can tell the teacher to take a 5-minute break and thank them for the class and sit outside while you talk to the students. And this is a part of a trial class that generally is missed by studio owners. It's really important for two reasons. You get the thoughts of the students straight away, plus the students feel even more a part of the studio and connected to you and appreciated. You know, everyone loves giving their opinion. You know, they feel like they have a say, which is really important. And so you would then have the teacher come back and take the second trial class if that's what you've arranged. At the end of the trials, I want you to sit down with the teacher just for 5 minutes and give them feedback on their class. Firstly, ask them how they felt, what they really enjoyed, and if there was anything that they could have improved. Then give them your feedback. Now, the process for doing this, my process that I love for feedback is A, what you really loved in their teaching, B, what you think that they could do for next time, so something they could improve on, and C, what you loved about them as a person. Now, look, this is an excellent way to wrap it up, as you'll be able to see how well they take feedback and if they have any experience, you know, the experience they have in, you know, reflecting to take the learnings and apply them to the next class for the next week. From here, let them know that you'll be in touch within a certain time period and thank them again for coming in. No matter what the outcome is, I would encourage you to send them a handwritten card in the mail to say thank you. This is coming from a place of being grateful and also gives them a sense of how you treat your teachers. Plus, they won't feel negative towards you and the studio if you don't take them on board. Follow up with the teacher within 7 days at most to let them know how you want to move forward or not. This should always be done by a phone and followed up with an email. Wow. That was a big lesson, but a fun one, I hope. Loads to think about right here, and I'm sure some of you are shocked, you know, about the amount of detail that we went through. As I mentioned at the beginning of this module, your teachers are the backbone of your business. Although, yes, you are paying them, you know, to do a job, but you have a business because of them. So be really thankful and show the love, even in times when you want to rip out their hair. You know, I hope you really loved this lesson. And again, thank you for joining me, you know, for some more Studio Success Formula goodness. I look forward to seeing you next time. Stay safe and take care. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.